Well, good evening, or good morning, I should say. Good morning.
各位早晨.
Practicing at night and then, you know, right? Okay, good morning, okay?
应该跟大家讲早晨啊.
The theme of this year's Christmas service is Jesus as the light.
今年我们圣诞崇拜的主题是耶稣是世界的光.
The Bible uses this metaphor of light versus darkness. It is a powerful metaphor.
圣经用到一个比喻，就是讲到光。
During the past few days, the windstorm, can you raise your hand if you lost power in your house? Who lost power for more than 6 hours? More than 12 hours. Okay, that's quite a bit. More than 18 hours? Okay, around there. Well, our house also lost power. It was kind of scary. I was doing sermon preparation at 4 p.m. It was already dark, so in the dark, you know, with the laptop. It was frightening. I mean, we live in a townhouse. I was walking down to the garage. It was completely pitch dark. I was a little bit afraid, actually, someone would come in and jump me. And then, you just don't know.
咁呢，我嗰陣時都係幾驚。雖然我呢係住喺呢個apartment嗰度， 但係呢嗰度係落到下面，由我哋屋嗰度落去車房嗰度係完全漆黑一片。
You know, even our regular human experience tells us that most crimes happen in darkness. In the Bible, darkness is the metaphor for evil and lies. Darkness is everything that is opposite from God, who is light, that is holy, true, and good. You know, this book, the Bible, is an amazing book because it is so frank, candid, and accurate about how it describes humanity.
圣经是一本很真确的书本，讲到的就是人类在黑暗的里面，很真实地讲到给我们知道人类的黑暗的情况是怎么样的。The
Bible says that we can know what is good and true, not from philosophy, not from a spirit being, not from angels, not from contemplation and reaching a sense of enlightenment, but from encountering a person.
圣经告诉我们，我们认识什么是真，什么是好。 唔係透過我哋嘅思維，唔係透過我哋嘅冥想，唔係透過呢一啲嘅神怪嘅嘢，或者呢喺啲嘅天使去話俾我哋知啲事情，嚟透過我哋同一個人裏邊嘅嗰個交往裏邊，讓我哋認識乜嘢係真，乜嘢好。That
person is Jesus Christ.
而呢一個我哋講嘅人，正正就係主耶穌。The
Bible says that Jesus is light.
聖經話俾我哋知。 耶稣就是光,
because he is all that is good and true.
因为他就是所有的好和真理。
But the Bible, when describing us, human beings, doesn't hold back.
同时圣经去讲到我们人类的时候，一点都不保留的。
The Bible says that people love darkness and do what is evil.
讲到人类是喜爱黑暗，喜欢去做一些罪恶的事情。
The Bible says that people do evil because they are evil.
圣经讲到人去做罪恶的事情，因为人本身就是罪恶。
Why is it that people would honk, swear, give one of the fingers when they're angry in traffic? Why?
为什么人呢，驾车时候,
not this finger, another finger.
为什么人呢，去驾车时候，你喺度交通挤塞嘅时候呢，就会去闹人、响安，甚至俾只手指人哋？点解会咁样嘅呢？
Why do coworkers backstab you? Managers take credit for your work even though they didn't do anything. Why? Why do they do that?
点解喺同事之间会有人插你两刀，甚至乎呢，你老细偷咗你做嘅嘢，然后话系自己归功于自己呢？
Why do some of your friends, your closest friends, why do they betray you? Why? Why do people say and write some of the meanest things on the internet about you? Why do they do that?
Why?
Because the Bible says because people are evil. People prefer evil. Now, with this kind of description in the world, you would think that Jesus, who is good, the most loving, kindest person that you've ever met, that people would welcome him. We can't wait to meet someone so amazing. You would think. But the opposite happened.
但事实就正正是相反,
people rejected Jesus.
人不喜欢耶稣,
people hated Jesus.
人憎恨耶稣,
why?
为什么?
Because Jesus is light.
因为耶稣他就是光,
and light always does what light always does. It exposes darkness.
而光正正就要发挥光的功用，就将黑暗显明出来。
Jesus exposes by his character everything that we are not.
耶稣自己就是这个光的时候，他显明我们没有的那种的特性。
When we see Jesus' love, we see our selfishness.
当我们看见耶稣是爱的时候，我们正正就看见自己那份的自私。
When we see Jesus' love for the poor, we see how selfish and materialistic we are. When we see the needs of the world, we ignore it.
当我们看见耶稣是爱那些穷困的人的时候，我们就更加看见我们自己何等的吝啬，不去将这份的爱去给人。
When we see Jesus' sinlessness and purity, we see that even the most moral person in our world has sinful intentions of the heart.
当我们看见神主耶稣他自己是何等的无罪，何等的善良的时候，我们就更加看见我们自己是何等的罪恶，何等的多的罪恶的思维。
When we see Jesus' humility, we see that even the most moral and ethical person is probably one of those proudest people who judge others from their heart.
当我们看见耶稣那种的谦卑的时候，我们刚刚看见，其实这个世界里面，无论他是何等的道德，何等的道德的时候，我们都看见原来那些道德其实都是虚假的。
When we see Jesus' submission to God, it reveals a world that has rebelled against God and placed something or themselves in the place of God in their life. This, the Bible says, is sin.
当我们看见神,他耶稣这样的无罪的时候,我们刚刚看见在我们生命里面,我们用何等的不同的东西去取代了神的位置,以至其实我们根本就是活在罪里面。
The Bible teaches that people, we, don't come to the light, Jesus, because we love the darkness, and we are afraid that Jesus will expose us for who we truly are.
圣经告诉我们,我们不去找寻耶稣,是因为我们惧怕,惧怕去到神的面前的时候,我们自己那份的罪,那份黑暗,那份自私被显明出来。Conversely,
to actually come to Jesus, a person has to admit that you are evil, that you have sinned against God, that we deserve God's punishment of death. You have to have that kind of humility.
相反地,我们今天来到神的面前,我们需要那份谦卑的心,谦卑的看见,其实我们自己何等的不配,我们是离弃了神,我们是何等的犯罪,以至我们今天需要来到神的面前承受。But
you know, some people in our world say, wait a minute, people don't hate Jesus.
或者有些人会说,喂,其实不是真的那么憎耶稣了。
How many people hate Jesus? They would say they hate Jesus. Who would say that?
谁会说他真的憎耶稣的?
For many of those people, they have never met Jesus.
很多这些人根本他们没见过耶稣。
What I mean by that, not meet in person, but they have never understood who Jesus is as the Bible describes.
我的意思不是说他们真的没见过耶稣，没面对面见过耶稣。我意思说的是说他们可能根本就不认识，不了解圣经里面形容的那个耶稣是哪一个。
How many of your friends and relatives who don't know Jesus would say, Christianity is a good thing? It at least makes you a better person. Who would say that?
不知道在座有没有朋友都告诉你,他们可能不认识耶稣,不过他们说,是啊,信耶稣好的,令到你成为更加好的人。
They have never known Jesus for who he truly is.
他们很多都不认识其实真正的耶稣是什么。
They only know a Jesus who teaches morality, ethics.
可能他们认识的那个耶稣就是教你一些道德的东西,教你一些怎么做好人。
Or some people would say, no, we like Jesus. We like that Jesus taught people to love others. That's great. I agree with that. That's great.
甚至佢哋话耶稣好啊正啊，因为咧佢教你去爱人啊嘛。
But they have never fully encountered the Jesus of the Bible.
但系其实真实嘅，佢哋未真正去认识喺圣经里边嗰个耶稣。
Yes, Jesus taught us to love one another.
冇错，承认圣经话俾我哋知，耶稣教我哋点去爱人。
But the main message is that Jesus taught us to love one another, and all of us failed to love one another.
但系同时圣经话俾我哋知。冇错，主耶稣教我哋去爱人，但系同时我哋都知道，其实我哋根本唔识得去爱人。
And because we fail to love one another, we fail to obey God's commands, we stand under God's judgment. That's Jesus' message.
同时，因为我哋唔识得爱人嘅缘故，所以我哋今日同样嘅都喺神佢自己嘅审判底下，就系我哋唔识得去爱人。
And that's why Jesus came to save us from our evil, to save us from the punishment of sin. That's the reason why Jesus had to die on the cross.
呢个也正正因为咁缘故，所以耶稣要嚟到世界上承担我哋罪，死喺十字架上高。
Those who truly understand the Jesus of the Bible have to face Jesus' message that we are evil, we are sinners.
所以今日要认识耶稣嘅话，我哋必须正面嘅面对呢一个嘅信息，就话俾你知，我哋今日需要睇见我哋自己嘅罪系咩嘢。
But that's the tension, isn't it?
但这个是刻意的。
The world's in darkness.
世界在黑暗的里面。
Jesus is the light.
耶稣就是光。
We need the light.
而我们今天需要的就是这个光。
But we don't want the light.
但我们却是不愿意去接受这份光。
So who will come to the light?
那究竟谁会来找这份光呢?
Who will be a true Christian?
那究竟谁会成为真正的基督徒呢?
And the Bible tells us those who believe.
圣经就告诉他们,那些凡是信他的,
Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
凡相信他的就不至灭亡，却得永生。
What must they believe?
咁究竟我哋需要相信嘅咩嘢咧？
The kids recited, "God loved the world."
正话小朋友为我哋诵读出嚟，讲到咧神爱世人。
God loved the world so much he gave his son.
神爱世人到嗰个地步，系愿意牺牲佢嘅儿子。
God gave his son.
神将佢儿子赐俾我哋。
What does that mean?
这个正正就是他的意思。
That God himself became a baby to become human.
这个意思就是讲到神他自己成为人，成为一个 BB 的形象，婴孩形象来到世界。
Why did Jesus have to become human?
但是为什么耶稣要成为人的形象来到世界呢?
Because Jesus does what every one of us fail at, which is to obey God perfectly, to love people perfectly.
因为耶稣他本身他就来到世界去经历人那个软弱和那份的失败。
Jesus faced every single temptation that you and I face every day, and he overcame every one of them.
他同样的好像我们这样面对着人里面需要面对的每一个的诱惑和试炼，然而他却胜过这一切。
There is only one human being in the world who does not deserve God's judgment.
在这个世界里面只有一个的人类是不配得上神他那个审判。
That is that human being who is fully God, Jesus Christ.
这个人是谁呢?这个人就是耶稣自己,因为他就是神。
And yet, there is only one human being in the world who ever was unjustly punished by God.
同样在世界里面也只有一个人是被神不公义地去审判的。
Jesus Christ.
这个也就是主耶稣。
He never sinned.
他因为他没有犯罪。
He doesn't deserve death.
他本来就不配受这个死。
Why did he have to die?
为什么他是因为这样的原因他是因为他没犯罪他要去死呢
Because he loves us.
正正因为他爱我们。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves me.
因为他爱我。
He took our place on the cross. He died the death so that you and I don't have to die. For those of us who believe.
他取代了我和你的位置承担我们受死。只要我们今天相信的话他要承担我们罪的死亡。
You see, the way that Jesus reveals our darkness,is not merely by telling us that we are evil, but loving us by taking on that evil and the punishment on himself.
我们再一次去留意，主耶稣去讲到我们去属于罪，我们要离开，我们要得个救恩，不是透过他讲说话话给我们知，但是透过他自己亲身的来到世界里面去承担我们的罪，而去活现出这份的真理。
And that is why for those who believe in the gospel,
这个也都告诉他们为什么凡是相信这个真理的接受这个救恩的。
They're not afraid of God.
他们不会惧怕上帝。
They're not afraid to approach Jesus.
他们都不会惧怕亲近耶稣。
They're not afraid to admit that they're selfish, they're sinful, they're evil. They're not afraid.
他们都不会惧怕去承认我们自己是罪恶，我们是自私，我们是犯罪。
Because they know in Jesus they're forgiven.
因为我们知道我们在神里面已经被赦免。
And they're loved.
同样的经历这份的爱。
And anyone who hears this message of God's love and believes becomes a new person because they have experienced God's love for them.
每一个听过这个福音经历过的就知道我们已经被爱，因为我们已经亲身地体会这份爱。
If you are a guest at our church and you don't know Jesus, this is an invitation for you.
如果今天你是我们的嘉宾来到我们中间而未认识主耶稣的，今天我们邀请你去认识主耶稣。
Perhaps Christmas is probably the only season you will ever step into a church building.
又或者圣诞是你人生里面唯一进入教会的机会。
In Chinese culture, people give you gifts so that you have to give them gifts.
在中国传统里面，人家给份礼你，你会给份礼人家。
Unless they're your parents.
除了父母不计了。
But God gives you this free gift, a gift of forgiveness. This is the offer for you if you don't know Jesus today.
如果今天你未认识神的话，今天神要给一份礼物你，给这个礼物，就是让你可以今天经历这份的救恩，从罪里面被赦免过来。
I want to end by reading a part of a hymn written a long time ago by a man named Frederick Lehman. It's called The Love of God. And I will first read in English, and then Michael will read it in Chinese. And then afterwards, I'm just going to give a few instructions here. We're going to step down, and then we'll have the ushers come up and prepare for the receiving of the offering. But before the ushers do, ushers, please wait 1 minute for us to just quietly reflect on what has been said, and then come up. I'll let you interpret it at the end. And then finally, an explanation about the offering. Offering is essentially that it is an invitation for Christians. If you're a guest at our church, don't worry about it. The basket will come, just pass it by, no problem. The offering, it is a part of our worship service where believers are to also worship God with their finances. So it's for believers only. So we're going to have that in a second. Yeah.
我在总结下今天的讲道的时候，我会同大家分享一首诗歌。这首诗歌叫做《真神之爱》，是昔日诗人叫李曼佢所写嘅诗。喺我真系同大家分享呢个诗歌之后，我都请大家有一啲嘅安静时间去默想、去思想呢个信息。如果你愿意接受呢一个嘅救恩嘅话，亦都愿意你去表示你呢份嘅接受。同时，我哋邀请我哋施事嘅弟兄姊妹。 俾弟兄姊妹有安静嘅时间，安静地去默想之后，我哋跟住我哋就会收奉献。喺你当中，如果系有来宾系未认识奉献嘅意思，或者仲系未系基督徒嘅话，请你一阵间就将嗰个奉献袋传过隔篱。奉献其实我哋基督徒一个嘅崇拜敬拜嘅一个表示，去将我哋嘅财物同样嘅献上去，去成为对神嘅敬拜。
This is The Love of God by Frederick Lehman. This is one of the verses. I'll read it first in English, and then Michael will read it in Chinese. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin.
这个是诗人李曼所写的一首诗歌，这里我们引用的是其中一段。这首诗歌的名称叫做《真神之爱》。这首诗这样讲：真神之爱伟大无穷，口舌不默，难以形容，高超诸星， 深达地狱，长阔高深，细无相同。始祖犯罪，堕入隐诱，神遣爱子拯救，使我罪人与神和好，赦免一切罪有。
May God listen to the prayers of our hearts. And for those who are the children of God, we pray that the Lord will be pleased with our offering. Let's take a minute to reflect.
我们有一阵的安静的时间，去让神同我们讲说话。如果我们已经成为神儿女的，也都愿意我们今天的祷告是神所悦纳的。